Movie studios launch a campaign today to stop the traffic of pirated copies of movies over the internet. One studio executive says he doesn't expect anyone to have sympathy for him and the other executives, so they're trying a different approach. Maybe the pirates will feel bad for the craftspeople who work on the movies. The studios will run television ads and in-theater spots featuring makeup artists, set painters, and others who say that piracy robs them of a living. The campaign is focused on the availability of popular blockbusters that crop up on the internet days before the movies appear in theaters. The president of the Motion Picture Association of America, Jack Valenti, told the Associated Press that taking something that doesn't belong to you is wrong. He says people have to understand there is no free lunch. Law enforcement authorities have announced their first legal action against an increasingly popular internet scam. A 17-year-old boy will have to surrender the $3,500 he made through a so-called Fisher website by stealing personal information from consumers. Authorities say this ploy is getting more popular, and they're warning consumers to watch out for it. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
That's Fisher spelled with a PH, and in this case, people who run Fisher websites are trolling for valuable information that they can use to steal consumers' identities. It starts with an email. San Diego attorney Jack Friary says last month he got a very official-looking message from his internet service provider, Earthlink.
This email's a reminder that your account information is not up to date, and you may get an interruption in your service unless you update your data. And on that screen, in that email, they asked me for my email address, password, name, credit or debit card number, expiration date, and ATM PIN number.
Friary says he knew something was up, so he called Earthlink, and sure enough, the company said that email didn't come from them, and Friary should not send any information through that fake website. This kind of fraud has been perpetrated by phone before. Now con artists are using authentic-looking graphics and internet addresses to camouflage the ploy. And paradoxically, consumers may be more vulnerable because many are more aware of the threat of online fraud. Linda Galodner with the National Consumers League explains.
Sometimes the email poses as a fraud notice. It is preying on the consumer's fear of being defrauded.
Galodner says that's exactly what happened recently to her son, a customer at eBay's online auction site. He got an email that looked like it came from eBay, saying the company needed some information to keep an intruder out of his account.
He started to fill in the form. It was just regular personal information, his name, address, but then they ask for the mother's maiden name, social security number, and a light one off. He realized that he should not give that information, and he got out of that website.
The 17-year-old, nabbed by the Federal Trade Commission, created fake messages from America Online. He then used the information he gleaned to set up online accounts and buy merchandise. But the FBI's Keith Lardeau says the growing problem of identity theft is also linked to more serious mischief.
But even more disturbing is the fact that terrorists have long used identity theft to enable them to obtain such things as driver's license, cover employment, access to secure locations, and bank and credit card accounts to facilitate terrorist financing.
This form of identity theft is particularly easy to guard against. Federal Trade Commissioner Moselle Thompson says consumers just need to ask themselves some simple questions.
If you see a website and they're beginning to ask you for information and you say to yourself, gee, shouldn't they have this already? Or why are they asking me this?
Basic rules for avoiding the Fisher scam: don't discuss confidential information via email. Generally, it's just not a secure way to communicate. And if a company says it lost your personal information, be suspicious. This almost never happens. Then call the company to find out if the query was real. At least when you use the telephone, you know who you're dealing with. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.